there was Church Houses, which was a grocer's on the opposite end to Cruickshanks. I used to get my groceries delivered from there. I had a little book and I wrote them. They delivered them. And then there was the fish shop. Do you remember the fish shop? Can't remember the name of it. Mm. Next to them, where the fish shop is now, that was a fish shop. And then there was a greengrocer next door. And then a news agent, and then the hairdresser's always been there, and Cruickshanks on the end. And then over the road, we call it the Maid Marian shop still, because it was Maid Marian. So the biggest changes really there have been, we've seen two versions of the Queen Edith's pub, because the other one had just been built when we came, the original one, and so that's new. And then obviously Dunstan Court has been built, and Queen Emma Place, the one there. So there was, and there were more bungalows there. I remember both sides bungalows. But otherwise, it hasn't changed in that so much. There are more community things happening there. They have the little, which you've probably been involved in, the Christmas trees thing. And then they have little events on the recreation ground, which is around here. So it's quite nice for me, because when I go out to shops or wherever, I usually find someone I know because I've been here so long, and I can stop and have a little chat. It's not as friendly as it was. We used to spend, I remember summer evenings, standing out the back here talking to my neighbours for hours, but the fences have all gone up. It was open at the back here, so we had wire fences. And so you could see right down. I have pictures of you know, being able to see right to the end, really. And we used to spend a lot of time chatting to neighbours, the same as Spalding Way. My mother was a great one for socialising. She'd be talking to people out the back. So it's not as friendly as that, but people are quite good. And you can usually, especially the ones we've known for a while. And having been involved, I was involved in the Forum Lunch Club. Have you heard of the Forum Lunch